This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The leader of Hamas said on Tuesday a truce with Israel was close, and Israel's prime minister said he hoped for good news soon about hostages, the most optimistic sign so far of a deal to pause the devastating war in Gaza and free captives. If a deal on hostages transpires, it would be the first pause in hostilities and the first mass release of people held by both sides in a six-week-old war that has raised fears of wider conflict in the Middle East. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. South Korea says North Korea has launched a rocket in what may be its third attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The military in Seoul says the rocket was launched late on Tuesday. The North's two previous attempts failed because of technical reasons. Pyongyang had vowed a third launch and says it needs a spy satellite to deal with what it calls increasing U.S.-led military threats. South Korea retrieved debris from the first launch and called the satellite too crude to perform military reconnaissance. South Korea's military recently suggested it could suspend a 2018 inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance and firing exercises if the North went ahead with its launch. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol addressed British lawmakers on Tuesday on the first day of his state visit, intended to deepen diplomatic and business ties between the two countries as they launch talks on a new free trade agreement.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, this year we celebrate the 140th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties.
This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government said Tuesday the latest peace talks with the Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel group from the country's most populous region, had ended without agreement. It was the second time Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government and the OLA had sat down this year, aiming to end a five-year insurgency in the restive Oromia region. Kenya is struggling to repay a massive debt owed to China. Now Kennedy Wandera reports President William Ruto is asking for an additional $1 billion loan from China.
We had been living large and way beyond our means.
President William Ruto, who has been a vocal critic of former President Uhuru Kenyatta's policy of borrowing money from China, appears to have changed his position as he looks for money to finance Kenya's development projects. Earlier this month, Ruto's government announced it will ask the Chinese government to give it more time to pay off existing loans and for an additional $1 billion loan. The new loan will help Kenya complete toll road construction projects, pay contractors who abandoned work of unpaid bills, and invest in ongoing infrastructure projects such as extending the country's standard gauge railway northwest to Malaba at the border with Uganda. Kennedy Wandera, VOA, Nairobi, Kenya.
The first images emerged on Tuesday of 41 men trapped for more than a week in a highway tunnel in the India Himalayas. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan says the first images show them standing in the confined space and communicating with rescue workers.
The men have been stuck in the three-mile tunnel in Uttarakhand state since it caved in early on November 12. The visual connection was made possible by a medical endoscopy camera pushed through a pipeline that had been drilled through the rock. A comfort for Indrajit Kumar, whose brother is one of the workers.
Earlier, we were worried that if the thin pipe did not get through for whatever reason, would there be an alternative solution?
Rescuers on Tuesday were set to resume drilling horizontally through 195 feet of debris.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan, who says authorities are working on five other rescue plans, including drilling vertically from the top of the mountain. Around 200 Rohingya refugees arrived in Indonesia's westernmost province by sea overnight, the United Nations Refugee Agency said Wednesday, taking the total arrivals in the last week to more than 1,000 members of the persecuted Myanmar minority. The mostly Muslim Rohingya are heavily persecuted in Myanmar, and thousands risk their lives each year on long and expensive sea journeys, often in flimsy boats, to try to reach Malaysia or Indonesia. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.